Trump bump after convention, POTUS jumps to lead in national poll. By Michael Patrick Leahy on August 30, 2020. President Trump has received a significant bump in the polls in the aftermath of last week's Republican National Convention (RNC), jumping to a 3-point lead in the national popular vote and a 7-point lead in key battleground states in the Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll released Sunday. The Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll shows that President Trump leads Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden 48% to 45% in the national popular vote, a 1-point bump from the 2-point lead the same poll found the president had in its survey released at the beginning of August. The president now also leads Biden by 7 points in key battleground states, a 2-point bump from the 5-point lead he had in the same survey. The Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll of 1,500 likely voters was conducted between Wednesday, August 26 and Friday, August 28 and has a 2.5% margin of error. Wednesday was the third day of the RNC, which ended on Thursday evening with the president's acceptance speech. The poll's methodology description states, the national party identification turnout model is Democrats equals 37%. Republicans equals 35%, and independents equals 28%. The Morning Consult poll, conducted on Friday, August 29, the day after the convention ended, showed the president received a 4-point bump from the RNC. He now trails Biden by 6 points, 50% to 44%, compared to the 10 points he trailed Biden by, 52% to 42% in the same poll conducted just prior to the RNC. President Donald Trump needed a convention bounce, and he got one, emerging from the Republican National Convention with an improved standing against Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, fueled by gains among white voters and those in the suburbs, though he still trails the former vice president nationwide. A new Morning Consult poll conducted Friday that asked 4,035 likely voters which candidate they would pick found Biden leading Trump by 6 percentage points. 50% to 44%. It marked a 4-point improvement from his standing heading into the convention on August 23, when Biden led 52% to 42%. Friday's poll had a 2-point margin of error, compared with a 1-point margin of error for responses gathered among 4,810 likely voters on August 23. The Real Clear Politics average of polls currently shows Biden with a 6.9% lead in the national popular vote and a 2.7% lead in the battleground states of Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona. The Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll shows that Trump leads Biden among white voters by a 53% to 45% margin. The president's support among Black and Hispanic voters has increased. 19% of Black voters support President Trump, while 77% support former Vice President Biden. This represents an 11-point increase of support among Black voters for the president, compared to the 8% support he received in the 2016 presidential election. 39% of Hispanic voters support President Trump, while only 50% support former Vice President Biden. A 10-point increase in support among Hispanic voters for the president, compared to the 28% he received in the 2016 presidential election. The Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll also showed that the president leads Biden in 6 key battleground states: Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin by 7 points, 49% to 42%, with 10% undecided. The poll also narrowed in battleground states with larger state-specific polls, which showed the following. Florida, popular vote, 500 likely voters with a margin of error of 4%. Trump equals 47%. Biden equals 44%. Undecided equals 9%. Minnesota, popular vote, 450 likely voters and with a margin of error of 5%. Trump equals 48%. Biden equals 45%. Undecided equals 7%. New Hampshire, popular vote, 400 likely voters and with a margin of error of 5%. Trump equals 47%. Biden equals 43%. Undecided equals 10%. In the Electoral College vote projection, the poll projects the president will increase upon his 2016 Election Day Electoral College margin of 306 to 232 over Hillary Clinton by picking up the states of Minnesota, 10 Electoral College votes, and New Hampshire, 4 Electoral College votes, while holding on to all the states he won in 2016, though possibly losing the 1 Electoral College vote from Maine's 2nd Congressional District, bringing him to 319 Electoral College votes to Biden's 219 Electoral College votes. The most recent Democracy Institute/Sunday Express Electoral College projection contains bad news for Biden in Wisconsin, which the early August poll projected would be the only state to switch from Trump in 2016 to the former vice president and Democratic nominee in 2020. In Sunday's Electoral College projection, the Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll now projects Wisconsin as an Electoral College win for President Trump. Wisconsin is the last of the swing Rust Belt states to reach a tipping point on law and order, Democracy Institute polling director Patrick Basham told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview. As Breitbart News reported on Thursday, the violent Black Lives Matter riots that began in Kenosha, Wisconsin, last Sunday night after police in that city shot a 29-year-old black man, Jacob Blake, in the back 7 times after he resisted arrest appear to have played a significant role in changing voter attitudes in Wisconsin towards President Trump and away from his Democratic challenger, Biden. Even before the Kenosha riots, public approval for the Black Lives Matter in Wisconsin dropped precipitously in the 2 months between the Marquette Law School poll conducted in early June, which showed Black Lives Matter protests enjoyed a 61% approval to 36% disapproval rating among likely voters, and early August, when the same poll showed Black Lives Matter protests' approval ratings dropped to 48%, while disapproval increased to 48%, a drop in net approval of 25 points. Law and order/riot/violence was the single top issue on the minds of poll respondents, with 37% identifying it as the most important issue to them. Q. Which issue is most important to you? Law and order/riots/violence equals 37%. Economy/jobs equals 27%. Education equals 13%. Coronavirus/COVID-19 pandemic equals 13%. Immigration equals 10%. The poll documented changing attitudes towards Black Lives Matter, law and order/riots/violence, and defunding police, as poll respondents' answers to the following questions indicate. Q. Which phrase better fits your own thinking about race in America? Black Lives Matter equals 26%. All Lives Matter equals 74%. Q. Do you approve or disapprove of the removal of historic monuments and statues because certain individuals or groups find them offensive? Approve 15%. Disapprove 79%. Don't know 6%. Q. Do the violent protests in Wisconsin make you more or less likely to vote for Trump? More likely equals 26%. Less likely equals 10%. Makes no difference equals 64%. Q. Has President Trump's approach to the ongoing protests and riots been too tough, just right under the circumstances, or not tough enough? Too tough 23%. Just right 33%. Not tough enough 44%. Q. Do you approve/disapprove of President Trump's handling of the protests and riots? Approve equals 62%. Disapprove equals 38%. Q. Has Joe Biden been sufficiently critical of the violent rioting? Yes equals 34%. No equals 64%. Q. Should government prioritize law and order on city streets or prioritize improving relations between Black Americans and the police? Law and order equals 72%. Improving relations between Black Americans and police equals 26%. Q. Do you support defunding your local police department? Yes equals 16%. No equals 75%. The Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll also found a huge enthusiasm gap between Trump voters and Biden voters, as these two poll questions and responses indicate. Q. Are you strongly or very enthusiastic about your choice of candidate? Trump voters equals 82%. Biden voters equals 40%. Q. Is your vote for Trump / Biden a positive vote for your candidate or a negative vote against his opponent? Trump voters, positive vote equals 85%, negative vote equals 15%. Biden voters, positive vote equals 34%, negative vote equals 66%. Notably, only 3% of Trump voters said their vote could change before Election Day, while 9% of Biden voters said their vote could change before Election Day. Among voters who initially identified as undecided, the poll found a significant number of shy Trump voters. 72% of these undecided voters said a relative, friend, or coworker plan is to vote for Trump, while 28% said a relative friend or coworker did not plan to vote for Trump. Only 25% of Trump voters said they were comfortable with their relatives, friends, and coworkers knowing how they will vote, while 86% of Biden voters said they were comfortable with their relatives, friends, and coworkers knowing how they will vote. 57% of poll respondents believe President Trump will be re-elected, and 66% believe President Trump will win the first debate. President Trump fared well in national job approval, with 52% approving and 46% disapproving. The breakdown by party, age, religion, and ethnicity was: Party ID-Trump's national job approval. Republican equals 86%. Democrat equals 28%. Independent equals 49%. Race/ethnicity, Trump's national job approval. White equals 58%. Black equals 42%. Hispanic equals 46%. Gender, Trump's national job approval. Men equals 54%. Women equals 48%. Religion, Trump's national job approval. Evangelical equals 90%. Protestant equals 62%. Catholic equals 64%. Jewish equals 33%. Atheist equals 10%. Age, Trump's national job approval. 65 years and over equals 58%. 45 to 64 years equals 64%. 30 to 44 years equals 45%. 18 to 29 years equals 38%. Marital status, Trump's national job approval. Married 63%. Single 31%. The Republican National Convention provided a much greater boost for the Trump-Pence ticket than the Democratic National Convention did for the Biden-Harris ticket. 21% of poll respondents said the Republican National Convention made them more likely to support the Trump-Pence ticket, while only 8% of poll respondents said the Democratic National Convention made them more likely to support the Biden-Harris ticket. 67% of poll respondents believe the economy is rebounding from the COVID-19 pandemic-induced shutdown, and 59% of respondents trusted Trump to do the best job handling the economy, while 41% trusted Biden. Only 44% of respondents approved of President Trump's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, while 48% disapproved. By more than a 2-to-1 margin, 67% to 31%, poll respondents said that Trump will do a better job of standing up to China than Biden. By a 2-to-1 margin, 67% to 33%, poll respondents want their local school to reopen soon. 59% of poll respondents think Joe Biden is experiencing some form of cognitive decline, such as the early stages of dementia. 48% of poll respondents say their opinion of Joe Biden's mental acuity makes them less likely to vote for him. 70% of poll respondents say Trump is a strong leader, while 24% say Biden is a strong leader. Biden has the edge in voter perceptions of consensus building, with 55% of respondents describing him as a consensus builder, a term only 20% apply to President Trump. 59% say Biden is a likable person, while only 32% say Trump is a likable person. 62% say Biden, who is 77 years old, is too old to be president, while only 35% say President Trump, who is 74 years old, is too old to be president. With barely 2 months until the November 3 presidential election, the most recent Democracy Institute/Sunday Express poll results suggest that momentum in the race is moving swiftly towards President Trump and away from former Vice President Biden, and that reactions to the violent Black Lives Matter protest is the most significant explanation for that change.